Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Oh, good afternoon. I apologise for late running off your podcast service today. This is due to I just couldn't. Some days you can, some days you can't. And I did. I'm quite pleased with it. You know, some days I just set off. Not a hope in hell. I'm feeling all right about this one. I think it's going to be all right. Big Brother Watch. Do you remember them? They did a lot of stuff about, you know, Big Brothery things. They go, you know, anyway, they're still going. They did a blog article about COVID passports and stuff. And trust me, this is the beginning. This is a violent state. I feel like we're sort of already in that, aren't we? I mean, that's already there with, you know, Oyster cards and all the... And I feel like... I understand that you feel it's an infringement on your civil liberties. I do, of course I understand that. True to your state! But it's kind of a bit like you have to have a driving license, don't you, when you're operating a machine that could kill other people. It's just that right now, you know, we're the machine that could kill other people. And if you're demonstrably not a machine that could kill other people, or, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, for now, yeah, put in a sunset clause. Is it that big? I don't know. Police state! Fine. Various things to chew our way through. Not least, the Today programme has begun its mission to... It's like, is it 100 and something? It's like one show in three, I think. They're planning to bring from somewhere else in the country. I think they started it yesterday. They were doing haircuts or something. Anyway, got a nice sneak peek of tomorrow's Today program for you now.
You're listening to Today on BBC Radio 4 with me, Justin Webb, in London. Seemingly a nice guy, but increasingly problematic, and always happy to take a bob or two from the Murdoch press. And did you hear that time I defended owning a labradoodle in front of the man who invented labradoodles when he was saying he regretted it for all the congenital problems and pain it's caused, while I said, yes, but our dog gives us so much joy. Okay, Justin, if it tastes good, eat it. Okay, slightly removed us from the core premise of the sketch. Let's get back to it. And Nick Robinson in King's Lynn with the Today program Roadshow.
Yes, thank you very much, Justin and King's Lynn. Let's make some noise. Yes, everyone's here on your new look Bright and Breezy Today program. We've got everybody's here, the whole gang. Gary with the sports.
Hello, King's Lynn. Who remembers that time I interviewed Princess Diana?
Okay. Now, Gary, haircut restrictions have been lifted and you're going to get your haircut live on stage.
Yes, the things I do for charity.
Madcap stuff, loving it. Sally Traffic's here.
Beep, beep.
And the main man.
man himself, the saviour of Radio 4. Give it up, Kingsley, for Amor Raja!
Yes, yeah, what's up, Kingsley? You're ready to party! Oh my days, what an awesome crowd. Ah, I knew this would work. You'll never guess who we got in the 8 o'clock gunk tank interview. Former Prime Minister David Cameron's in the house!
Oh, well, it's actually quite high up.
All right.
It's quite
serious interview, though. David Cameron, 5 questions. Get them right and you win £500 for the Sutton Sunset Rest Home in King's Lynn. But get even one wrong and you are in the gunk tank. I told him, I said, shake up the format. Get disruptive is what George Bernard Shaw would surely have done. Question 1. Bob Marley or The Wailers?
Bob Marley?
Unlucky! Here's Gary with the sport. I hope it's cricket.
Yes, it is cricket. I don't know if you've seen that, the ECB, that's the Extra Cricket Bureau. I don't know. English cricket, I don't know, whatever. They're thinking of rewriting cricket terminology for the controversial new 100 competition. What? A sport could evolve? Wickets are going to be replaced by the baseball term, outs. I mean, that's a huge economy there. You know, you saved a syllable for yourself. I can't bear it when people say veggies. Is it that? Are you that busy and important you can't say vegetables? Say vegetables. Veggies. Get the veg in. Do you really not have time to say vegetables? Anyway, outs. The move, according to ECB research, which used focus groups from which every good idea has always come, it's going to make the sport more accessible to a new bovine audience. That's my word, not theirs. It's going to launch in July. So a cricket team will be said to have made 72 runs for 2 outs. A bowler will have taken 21 outs over the course of a season. They're not even in 6 ball overs. There'll be 10 balls from each end, and they will be batted by batters. And that's, I'm very down with that. It's a gender neutral term. That's a deliberate thing. So I'm down with that. Apparently the fielding position of third man is also under threat. And I mean, silly madons and all that. I mean, I understand it's quaint and fun, isn't it? And you know, I think it'd be fun though also to, you know, make it more accessible to a new audience. You can have both. Of course you can.
Well, it's a beautiful afternoon here at Lord's grassy garden thing. Sort of a boring garden, wouldn't you say?
Very boring garden.
Yes, and as it stands, England is 127 wattsits for what would you call it with the man with the hitty thing has to go and sit in the sporty cottage again and a new one comes out?
And off you go?
Yes, and off you go. 4 off he goes. Well, now, the man runs up with the round thing in his hand and throws it at the man with the hitty thing. The man with the hitty thing uses the hitty thing to hit the round thing, and it's up in the air now, and it's coming down, and now the two men with hitty things are running towards each other, sticks with the doobies on top. Meanwhile, the man with no friends in another bit of the boring garden's running towards the round thing. Will he catch it? No, but he's got hold of it, and he throws it very quickly to the squatty man, who clips doobies off the sticks with the doobies on the top, and that's a 5th. Off you go for England, and there'll be tears running down the deuce boxes in the sporty cottage. We'll quickly head over to Twickenham now for a quick update on England versus South Africa in the Wonky Balls Cup.
Love the Wonky Balls. Let's turn to your emails, shall we? Barney has, oh, blimey, long one. The Art of Vomit. And it's Barney, so you know it's going to be classy. Hi, Jake and the fellow Yapperitians. First up, Sam's On a Yapper Tip track yesterday was amazing. A stunning bit of work. Hear, hear. It was a remarkable thing. All I can bring to the show are easy-to-write stories of vomit. But you did ask. I did. Line of Pukey? Was that Julie Sijan? I can't remember. It was, when have you left a long string? I'm sorry. Here we go. Anyway. Barney says, I fear all our vomit stories will be similar and will blend into one body-warm puddle of drunken chunder. Oh, wow. And virus-addled gastric juice. Thank you, Barney. This is fantastically vivid. Everyone's so grateful. But I guess I have 2 stories if you lack material on a slow news day. I'm always lacking material. When I was 17, I funded my gap year by working a few months in a factory near home. As a shy, well-spoken, classical music-loving oddball. Oh, I feel you, Barney. I was surprised at how the Larry workforce took me in like a pet, rather than kick my head in like at school. Hey, that's great. I'm with you on all of this. They saw me as a sweet and uptight project who needed to be dragged to a pub, not grasping that I was used to drinking wine and things at home. One day, the terrifying foreman, Paul, took me to the pub and made me drink 4 pints of Stella. Not a vast amount, but there was no food to soak it up. No, trust me, four would do it for me. My God. I was apparently great company, and they sent me away staggering and joking loudly. I'm very proud of how I had managed to blunder the 4-mile walk back home, slur, home, mum, and sneak upstairs to bed, where I passed out blissfully without her noticing. But then I woke up a few hours later and experienced that terrifying spinning of the room if I so much as moved my head an inch. Oh yeah, my theory is that you get a pooling in your system of alcohol. It sort of settles. And then when you roll over, the pool just sort of floods your system suddenly and you're like, ugh. Just a theory. My brain spent the next hour intellectually debating whether I might need to be sick or not, then wasted more time swinging on the bathroom door while my body argued the toss about emptying my stomach or not. It then emptied itself without warning all over the wooden landing. Oh, man. Oh, please tell me there weren't gaps in the floor. I know there were. I impressed myself in retrospect. The shock sobered me up enough to sneak downstairs repeatedly to grab more detergent and kitchen paper, and I did a pretty good clean-up job without my teetotal mum noticing. Oh, God. But of course, it's the smell. She took one look at the spotless landing and my sweaty, bleary-eyed countenance. Oh my God, you've been drinking and you've been sick. Can't win. I like that. I like that. I had that a little bit, mainly at school. I got my head kicked in. But very occasionally, there was a guy called Pete who would put his arm around me. I remember, sort of from 16, 17-ish. And it was kind of a sudden kind of, come on. What's wrong with you? Why are you like this? Why are you such a nice boy? Why are you so nice? And people, he'd be like, why, Jake, mate, yeah? Why don't you just have a drink? Just have a drink. Just have one. I'd be like, oh, I'm all right. I did sort of become a little bit of a fixer-upper for them, which was nice. That's Pete. And Dylan, who, if he really liked a girl, would put his pubic hair in her pencil case. Wonderful time to be a woman. It's always been a wonderful time, hasn't it? Anyway, Barney's other line of vomit episode. Are you ready? Can you go it again? Yeah, of course you can. Wipe your nose and we'll do it. It was relayed to me by a lovely girl I knew who had an actual phobia of anyone, including herself, being sick. Oh, yeah. People are like that, aren't they? Most of us just find sick revolting. I find the word sick used as a noun really funny. I'm afraid he died. He slipped on some sick and broke his neck. Anyway, for this particular woman, the smell or sight of other people sets her off too. Anyway, she once went to a wedding. For some reason, the welcome drinks were at one venue, and then everybody had to get into cars and be driven quite away to the main reception. That sounds disastrous. Sick is the least of your worries. Far too much was drunk from the start, and my friend was crammed into the back of one of the smart wedding cars with two other girls, the one in the middle feeling the worse for wear and holding a now empty bottle of champagne. Oh, no. As they drove along, this woman started to feel queasy and was too embarrassed to tell the driver to stop. Full marks for initiative. We can see where this is going. But cupping your lips over an empty champagne bottle is not a neat and discreet way to be violently sick. Glass has no flexibility, and the blowback was extraordinary. The poor woman not just regurgitating it, but pebble dashing every inch of my friend and the pale car interior. My friend managed to contain her nausea, as all she recalls from the trauma is everybody being very polite and British in the car, all staring out the window in silence, pretending not to notice the smell. The moral? Use a handbag, a la Julie. We should do a public service. Maybe, hey, have you got any ideas for public service films that we should make on this podcast? That's a fun idea. Don't try to be sick in a wine bottle. Use a handbag. If you've got any, let's have some of those. Hashtag public service message, maybe. Hashtag public service message at nottodaypod or nottoday@swanburst.com. I'll make it. You request it, I'll make it. Anyway, I've been dutifully downloading your Vegan Life podcast. Thank you. God, thank you. I really need it to grow. It's doing okay compared to this podcast. It's doing very well, but I need it to get into the like thousands. And it's not quite getting there yet. Because if I can get it there, then I can actually make some money from it, potentially. And then I don't have to go and work in an office, which I'm slightly staring down the barrel of at the moment. What a nice, amiable show it is, says Barney. I don't know why, but I wish you would do it in your note-perfect Piers Morgan impression. It would freak your guests out, but there would be something wonderful about hearing vegan tips and recipes being given by a right-wing populist spin in that bland, bullying voice of his. It would really annoy him too. That's a great idea. By the way, ask Barney, what is happening with Steph's quests? Has Steph done her own Steph's quests? I request Steph's quests steps up with her best quests. Good idea. Welcome back from pre-records. Bye, everyone. Barney. Barney, thank you very much for that. I hope everybody made it through all your nauseating talk there. Neil has written a Luxembourgic obituary of Prince Philip. I think I might save that. I think I should save that. I'm marking that as unread. And maybe we'll do that tomorrow as a proper thing with a bit of production on it. Thank you, Neil. I appreciate that. Still welcoming your hashtag line of vomit stories, if you must, but also your hashtag public service messages would be most welcome. Let's do some of those. It's nottoday@swanburst.com or at nottodaypod on the Twitter. And I will see you tomorrow. Do subscribe to the Vegan Life magazine podcast, though. That would be really great. And get like everyone you know. Thanks. Okay, bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.